You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Now celebrating their 65th anniversary, Bob Sykes Barbecue is locally owned and operated by second-generation Van Sykes with the help of his nephew Jason Jewell, third generation of the Bob Sykes family. You can order Bob Sykes Barbecue online at bobsykes.com or visit the drive-thru or dine-in. Open Monday through Saturday, closed on Sunday. Catering, family meals, and tailgate specials are available. You can also check out From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue book, now available at bobsykes.com or visit the restaurant. That's Bob Sykes Barbecue, located in the heart of Alabama. That's Bob Sykes Barbecue.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook where the eye captures the moment. And it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
This is Arnold Edwards, CEO of Aldo Southern Electric Ice Cream. We are changing the world one ice cream at a time.
Boom!
Yeah, awesome!
You rocked that! Way to go, Hunter. Why don't you bring a little something extra ice cream to your next event and find out how they are changing the world one ice cream at a time. All you have to do is give them a call at 256-601-7125 or email extraicecream@yahoo.com. Be sure to follow A Little Something Extra Ice Cream on Facebook and Instagram. With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
Hey folks, it's pumpkin season. At J. Calvert Farms, they are a family farm trying to bring customers the best quality produce that they can buy. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, you can give them a call at 256-636-2752 or email jcalvertfarms@gmail.com or check out their website at jcalvertfarms.com. And did I mention it's pumpkin season? Get over to J. Calvert Farms and find out what we know about this very special farming family. That's J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama. J. Calvert Farms is a proud member of Sweet Grown Alabama.
Hey, everybody, this is Darryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I'm glad that you can be with us today as we talk about Angel's Hope, this very special calendar now out for 2023. And I have on the line with me Kim Eaton. Welcome back to the show, Kim.
Thank you so much for having me, Mark. I love coming on here.
Always glad to have you and being able to share about these special heroes that you recognize through the calendar. You had a hero yourself, and for listeners who have never heard of you before, because the Mark White Show is growing, let's talk about your personal hero.
So my hero, my daughter, her name was Angel, very fitting now, but her name was Angel. And she was diagnosed with Ewing sarcoma about a month before her 16th birthday. She fought for about 3 years, and then she actually ended up passing away September 18th, 2016. She was 18 years old. And so She is basically the reason I do everything that I do right now. We started a foundation after she passed, and it was actually her, it was very much her foundation. It was things that she started doing before she passed away, things that she did kind of in between the time that she finished her first fight and then when she relapsed. So a lot of what we do is stuff that she had already started, but it just became official after she died. So that's what we do now.
And Kim, when it comes to relating to other parents, grandparents, caretakers who are going through a similar battle to what you and Angel and your family had to go through, when did you find that you were able to connect with those people and help to build a community?
Of course, going through, when you're actually going through something like this, when your child's fighting, it doesn't matter how big your support system might be outside of the hospital. It's the families that you meet while you're going through it are the ones that you're really connecting to, because they're the ones that are also going through it with you. So they're like in the trenches right with you. They get it more so than anybody else ever could, no matter how great people are, but they get it just because they're going through the same exact thing with their child. And so, you start to build relationships with them. And then after my daughter passed away, we started doing things within a couple months. And a lot of people were like, that was really soon.
Yes.
But honestly, being able to still help families that are going through it, honestly, it helped me heal. So and I still have my moments, but like it really helped me heal and get through the healing, like kind of go through this healing process and helping me grieve, because I know that I'm able to use my daughter's story. I'm able to use it and share it with other people and still try to make a difference in their life. And so it makes me feel better, if it sounds bad. So it's kind of partly selfish reasons here, but it really does give me a chance to make sure my daughter's name is still out there. Everybody still hears her name, still hears her story, knows her, keeps her alive as well in my heart. So it's partly selfish, but I love the families, and my daughter loves the families, and she loved doing things for the other kids. And so it keeps her memory alive, and it just kind of keeps her legacy going. So, and my youngest, she gets involved with all of it, and she loves the kids. And so, yeah, so it's just a family affair.
Exactly. And as far as Angel's legacy goes, and thinking back to when she decided that she wanted to have an effort that recognized and honored these families, what was it that drove her? What was it that gave her that passion to do what she did?
Honestly, I think it was really the kids. She loved kids. She loved kids and animals. Those are two big things. And so she always dreamed of like adopting a whole passable kids. Every time she would go, we would be inpatient. We would always have the little ones would be waiting outside the room for her to like actually get there. And she just loved playing with them. And her mindset was more like she wanted to help give them reasons to smile. She was older, especially when she relapsed. She was 18 when she relapsed. And so, she had been able to have that childhood and be able to she lived outside of a hospital and be able to play and be a kid. And seeing all of these young ones like growing up in hospitals and kind of missing out on so much of that. And she hated it for them. And so for her, she really wanted to kind of give them that like opportunity to smile and, do things for them and just kind of really kind of keep their hopes up. And these kids are amazing. Like, I mean, just your perspective on life will forever be changed if you meet even one of them, because they're just so phenomenal and amazing. And she loved being with those kids. And so that's what she wanted to do. She wanted to help them. She wanted to give them reasons to smile. She wanted to give them some hope. Some of the things that she did was, she did like gift card drives. So for her birthday, she would ask people to donate gift cards, not for her, but so she could take to the hospital. She would collect toys. She would collect little toll tree items, and we would create little kits for families who were kind of, admitted unexpectedly and not have anything with them. So she would just do a lot of those types of things while she was here. And so that's, some things that we started, especially right after she passed, because those were simple little things that we could do. So that was it. She wanted to make a difference in the lives of those families and those kids.
And Angel really was able to take a big sister role in this, as a lot of the children were much younger, and she was able to have that special bond that's unique as an older teen that was battling cancer.
Yes. Yeah, she did. And you see that a lot, especially even now, you know, there's a lot of older kids, you know, being diagnosed now too as well. And I mean, it's always happened, but yeah, I've noticed there's a lot more that we see that are older, and a lot of the little kids do look up to them. And so there's usually, you know, quite often you see that really special bond between some of the younger kids and some of the older ones. Because I think some of those younger ones do look up to the older ones so often. And so I think that's really, really special.
Something that's really important, Kim, and I think a lot of people are searching for, be moving forward, allowing yourself to be able to move forward, because people find themselves in a place where they don't feel like they can move forward and that there is any life after the loss of a child in this way. For your family to honor Angel in this way, and you mentioned your daughter who has been able to step into helping this legacy move forward of Angel's.
When you lose a child, it's the worst thing a parent can ever experience. I mean, you hear it all the time. Parents are not supposed to bury their children. Like, that's just not normal. That's not supposed to happen. And so I don't think there's such a thing as closure. I think it's more so, I think one of the parents' greatest fears is that their child will be forgotten. And that's, I mean, that's always been my greatest fear too, is that people will forget my child was here. They'll forget that she exists. And they're so, I mean, people are so worried and they're so scared that if they talk to you or they bring your child's name up, that it's going to make you upset or make you cry or, you know, make you sad. But the thing is families want to hear people talk about their kids. Like I want people to talk about Angel. I want them to tell me stories about her. And so by being able to have this foundation, it's just a constant way for me to be able to share her story and to remind people, and people that didn't know her, like, you know, to share her story and remind people that she was very much a part of this world. She still is, even though she's not physically here on Earth. She's very much a part of this world, and she's still making a difference even after she's gone. So it's just a way for me to keep her name out there so people don't forget her. And like I said, that's I think one of a parent's biggest fears is that their child will be forgotten. So that's what I'm doing with the foundation, is making sure that mine's not. The grieving process and how you grieve, I mean, it's very different for everyone. And I'm actually started my PhD, and that's what I'm actually researching, is looking at the mental health of families who experience child loss. And so this is really what I'm really trying to dive into and look at and see what those families need, you know, what kind of services and help they actually really need right now when they experience that. And so it's, every family grieves differently. Every family needs something different. And so this is what I found that's helped me. I know other families that have also started foundations and, you know, in honor of their children. So there's a lot of families that do that, and they do amazing things. And so basically the end goal is we are all trying to help these families that we love so much. And so I think that's really the end goal, is being able to take our stories and being able to share our stories with others and being able to make an impact in somebody else's life through our child's experience.
So you're in the middle of this research as we speak?
I am. I am exhausted as we speak. But yes, I am actually in my second and a half year. Yeah. So I started last summer, so summer 2021. So I still have a few years to go, but I'm almost finished with coursework. So I'm currently doing a fellowship right now, where I'm putting together educational materials for families who are entering end of life care. And so it's basically a booklet, like a guide, that's advice from families who've already gone through this, and it's going to be for families who are entering end of life care. And so it's just a whole bunch of tidbits of information, things that families wish they had known when they were going through it. And so that will be available for families. Also creating another little booklet, and this is actually going to be great for everybody else, because it's actually meant to help everybody in the community. So extended family, friends, community members who want to help families that are going through child loss and like grieving, but they don't know what to do. They don't know what to say. This is going to be a guide for them on what are the things you don't say to families and what can you do to help them? And it's advice that's being given by families who've gone through this. So it'll just be a really great resource for communities and churches and, you know, extended family and friends who want to help, but they don't know what to do.
And speaking of wanting to help, let's go into another segment, Kim, and talk about Angels Hope Calendar 2023. And you have begun to recognize the children who are in the calendar for the next year. And if you'll stick with me, we'll talk about that on the other side, okay?
Okay, awesome.
All right, great. Folks, right now we're talking to Kim Eaton, and we're talking about Angels Hope, the 2023 calendar. And I hope that you will consider purchasing the calendar and having it hanging on your wall and recognize these child heroes. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advanced Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
At J. Calvert Farms, they can't wait to see you at their first annual Fall Fest, October 22nd, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, this will be a perfect weekend activity for the kids. Tickets are $8 per child for all activities, plus a free small pumpkin, $2 per activity if they don't want to do them all. There will be discounted prices for families with three or more children, and kids two and under are free. For more information, you can give them a call at 256-636-2752 or email jcalvertfarms@gmail.com and check them out on the web at jcalvertfarms.com. J. Calvert Farms is a proud member of Sweet Grown Alabama.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
He drives into the city. Extra hard all day. Finishes up early so he can get away.
And we're back right now. I have on the line with me Kim Eaton with Angels Hope as she shares about Angels Hope. In the first segment, she shared about her daughter Angel and the passion that she had for helping other children who were battling cancer. And now the family gets to carry on the legacy of Angel, and they're doing it in a big way. Welcome back to the show, Kim Eaton.
Hi, thank you.
Always glad to have you, Kim. Very excited about this calendar and the work that goes into it. I know your firsthand experience here to share about that. and the great work that you put in to make this happen along with other people, I'm sure.
Yes, yes. We have a great team that has been helping for the past several years, actually, now. So very, very, very big effort by several people. So the calendar, this is actually going to be our fifth one. So super excited about that. And so every year we have a different theme. And this year's theme is actually what brings you joy. And so we talked to the kid. Well, I talked to the kids and kind of interviewed all of them to just get an idea of like what makes them happy, like what brings them joy. And so we do photos, like a photo shoot based on that answer. And so we have 12 children who are featured, of course, on for each month. And they come into the photo studio and we have a whole themed shoot for them. We have a makeup artist, Lakin. Actually, she just got married, so Lakin Lackey now. She's amazing. She's been doing the makeup for our kids for the past couple of years. And then Stephanie Fisher is our wonderful photographer. Could not do this without them. So love them to pieces. And yeah, so the kids get a fun day in the photo studio. We get their pictures. We have their stories written up in the calendar. And people buy them, and you get to put them on your wall and see these amazing kids all year long.
Let's talk about how it makes the families feel when they see their child hero on the calendar.
I've had lots of parents kind of tear up a little bit in the studio, and then when we actually send them the calendars, of course, and they see the finished product, they tear up again. So I think it's just it's kind of emotional, but at the same time, it's just a really cool feeling. I know I've had lots of families that have told me, yeah, well, you know, my calendar never moved past this month, you know, the month that their child's in, so it's basically up that month the entire year, which is totally awesome. But yeah, and I've had one or two that have told me they still have calendars from like 2 or 3 years ago that they just got stuck on one of the pictures and they've kept it up ever since. So, but I think it's just a great feeling. And what I tell people also, it just really makes you look at your life. So when you have a calendar up and you see these kids who are going through like the hardest thing anybody would ever have to go through, and they are still smiling and they're happy and excited, it doesn't matter what happened in your day. Like if you walk past that and you see that child, it just kind of really changes everything about how you felt about your day. Like it doesn't matter if you stubbed your toe or if you ran out of gas or you got a ticket. If kids who are literally fighting for their life can still smile and have fun and enjoy life, then whatever you're going through is minimal in comparison. So I think it just really kind of makes you rethink life a little bit.
I can see that. And as we think about what Angels Hope does through the calendar and people financially supporting this effort, what could people see from Angels Hope that they would look at and say, that is really great that they are doing that to help these young people?
So we have a couple of things. The biggest one, probably one of my favorite projects, is we have what's called a Box of Hope. And so what we do is families can submit like an application. It's not really an application, but they submit a form, you know, when their child's diagnosed. And it's basically all of their kids' favorite things. So their favorite color, musician, toys, hobbies, interests, like all of the stuff. And so we go then and we put together a box of goodies. And so every box is very specific to that individual child. And so it's not like, you know, a 16-year-old is getting a box of coloring books and crayons. So it's like very specific to each child. And then in addition to all of the fun things for the cancer patient, we also have each sibling gets a $5 Target gift card, and each parent, like the parents get like a $25. It's usually a gas gift card or a Visa gift card. And then there's always something in the box that has an anchor on it, because that was my daughter's, that was basically like her symbol. That was what she pulled from, was she loved the anchor. And so we like to think that we're kind of sharing a little bit of Angel's Hope, like literally Angel's Hope, with all of her, like all of the kids that she loves. And so that's our Box of Hope program. And We have something that we actually just finished up called September Blessings, which we draw names every day during the month of September because it's Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. It's also the anniversary of Angel's death, so we do something special on that day as well. But we draw a name every month, and it can be a cancer warrior, it can be a sibling, or it can be a parent. And then they get something little. So it could be like a Starbucks gift card or an Amazon gift card, but it's just something little. And so we do that during September. And then we also do giveaways in November because that's her birthday month. And so we do once a week, we do a giveaway. And those are usually like $100, $150. So we just do like a monetary giveaway to a family every week in November. And then our big one, which I am very, very, very excited about, we just started this year, is we do an annual retreat for mothers who have lost a child to cancer. And so in January, this past January was our first one, we bring 10 mothers down to Orange Beach, and we have, this year was a 4-day. We actually added a day on for this one in 2023, but it'll be a 5-day retreat. And the entire time that the mom's there, they're basically catered to. So it's all about self-care. It's all about healing. They're sharing their stories in a very safe space. We do yoga on the beach in the mornings. We do like meditation. There's nutrition workshops. They have makeovers and take them out to a nice dinner. But we have group sessions, and each group session focuses on a different topic. So we'll have self-care. We'll have sharing your emotions and the importance of actually like naming your emotions. And so each group session will kind of have a topic that we'll feature. We do some art therapy. But yes, the whole point of it is just to give them a safe space to be able to share their story and to start the healing process. So we had our first one, like I said, this past January. It was amazing. Such a great success. And so we're of course doing our next one. In a couple months. And so we added a day onto that. We've got some additional things that we've added on because we had some great feedback from the first one. We actually have some of the moms that went to the first one are coming back to volunteer for the second one. So excited about that. But yeah, so that's one of the things that we're really trying to do. Our goal is to do 2 retreats each year for moms. And then we also want to do a retreat for couples because that's kind of where my heart is right now, is for families who are grieving, because there's not a lot out there for them. And so I really want to try to develop some more programming, some services and things for those families. But this is the first one that we're doing. So we'll continue to grow. Hopefully the more funding we get, the more we can offer. But those are our priorities right now.
And speaking of that funding, how has the support been for this coming up year's calendar?
It's a little slow, but the calendar window will close sales on October 23rd. So we have about 10 more days. But yeah, so we usually get a big influx at the end. So right when it's about to close, we usually get a ton. But it's been a little slow, so we could definitely use more sales. but we have 2 options. So of course, they can purchase it on our website. The shipping for that, of course, everything has gone up. So the shipping has gone up, which is depressing, but the shipping's gone up. So if they would rather pick it up, we will have a weekend available where we will be in Pelham and Helena. So if they want to just come pick up, they can do that as well. They would just need to pay us through Venmo. So they have to pay through a separate option. But yeah, all that information is available too.
So, Kim, tell people how they can purchase their 2023 Angels Hope calendar.
So if they go to angelshope.org and then under merchandise, they click on the merchandise tab, there's a 2023 calendar of hope. They can purchase it through the website. They're $25 plus shipping. And so they can purchase it through the website. Or if they would rather pick up, they can just send an email to angelshope619@gmail.com, and then I can send them instructions on how to do that. But again, that email is angelshope619@gmail.com, and that's if they're interested in just picking up the calendar.
Excellent. Kim, it's always a pleasure to have you here on the Mark White Show to share about Angel's Hope, to honor Angel and recognize this great effort to help these families who are battling childhood cancer. This is wonderful.
Thank you so much, Mark. I always love coming and talking to you.
I appreciate that, and you're always welcome.
Thank you.
Folks, here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers like Angel and her family as they have Angel's Hope. I hope that you'll share the show with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Please let them know about The Mark White Show. Let them know what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. We need this. We need hope, and we need to find ways to make a difference. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and then subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month. Where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out alabamathebeautifulmagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
At the Tennessee Aquarium, you can explore the Earth's biggest rivers, swim the ocean's hidden reefs, and discover new creatures that stretch the imagination. Experience a world of endless adventures at the Tennessee Aquarium.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Sand gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.